I think we have to apologize. That's the first person to do that is myself, believing that you will like accept that. We're supposed to have met, I think, one of them. But to prepare for us submitting our report with recommendations for the sitting of Parliament, that is now. In fact, we're not supposed to be here to still be shortlisting, but we have using this lot to then say we get Parliament and the National Assembly to receive our report and get to accept it. It did not happen because of changes that took place, but we were all aware of. Our support to have come in, but it became very, very difficult for me to become impossible. My apologies. You know that as a minister, I'm not a member of the portfolio committee any longer. I was not even supposed to preside over this subcommittee. It's just to make use of this opportunity to say thanks for the time that we have been together with the portfolio committee. I learned a lot working with your people, I must be honest. We still meet because as a member of parliament, I'm still a member of parliament, as a member of parliament, you are allowed to visit a portfolio committee and attend. And of course, as a member, as a minister of public service, of course, it is also giving more relevance that one is to find oneself also appearing. So we will still meet. Of course, I will have to respond to questions that already one question has given an answer from some of our colleagues here. I think it would be easier, we can really answer that question outside the chamber. That is just doing a better than you would know the credit. But all this business, I think what I want to submit is that our team, because of my resignation, our team will obviously be affected. that we will no longer be in a position to have meeting in here. Of course, there may be what they call conflict of interest in influencing the committee to decide otherwise. So, I just want to make a submission if that's going to be fine. I tried to check with the leadership in my party to then say, how do they deal with the aspect because they have a disappointment and other technicalities. They will be ready by tomorrow. I don't have a statement. I haven't said anything. We seem to be getting more and more yet. It's a small committee, but I think so many people. We are going to finalize as to we will take over and then from the business of this subcommittee. So my suggestion is let's like obviously we can't be able to work on this. Even if we were to give the things today, we'll not be able to shortlist and go to people then interview them and submit a report for the National Assembly to consider this week. So it's clear that our only remaining slot is going to be in November. What is it? For the week of the 17th. It's for the week of the 17th of November. That's going. So we need to target the week of the 17th of November. shortlisting this week. We'll start communicating with them. We can even do an interview next week for a week after. That was the commentary we'll try. But my big suggestion is that if we agree, we could agree to meet because I think it will apply our mind. We have been looking at this file. Although they are the strict files, but we have been looking at them. Each one will show what to suggest on the shortlisting. Then if we could meet, I know that they is caucus days. But if we are to target to meet on Thursday, it can even be over lunch if venues are problematic. We could even approach the minister and ask to use his office as a venue. The minister will not be in the office, will vacate and leave the subcommittee there. I would suggest that we meet on Thursday to do the final short testing. So the processes of substituting those who have left the subcommittee can be finalized today and tomorrow. This was the first time since I was demoted to be a minister. Get the demotion. It's the first time that I sent my post in Salam. So that's my suggestion. I'm doing that very humbly. I know I'm accounting here, so I must be very humble and talk to the committee.
Minister, can I say something? To be honest with ourselves, the five, tell you something. There's a lot to go through. And I don't think person on his own can go through that kind of thing this year. There's no way to do a proper job. So what and we must still select a chairperson. So what I would suggest is that as we check, there's going to be five members. Right? Three from the ANC, one from the IFP. Each one of five. If they work to that five by tonight and tomorrow, if they come back, can come back. But I mean, if it's a Thursday caucus, but I think I can run away from caucus because the thing is important. And say the ANC get the first three files, the DA the fourth file, the IFP got the first file. We work through and each one make a shortage of five, and we submit it five names. Then it's 25. How many names? 25 names. And we're looking at 12 names, right?
What did you do? Did you say you need to interview Amen?
Yes,
as a committee. Did you have to talk about this?
5 candidates.
Oh yeah, 15.
Yeah.
We're looking at 15. So if you say I think the proposal is sound. So you think there are five.
Yeah.
So if each party can be given a five.
Yeah.
So they look at that five. Okay.
And we say he comes with five names.
He comes with five names.
And then we can show them the five names, whatever we need.
Okay.
And let us give each and everybody their file a right to charge.
That's a proposal. But not stopping, because this is meant to ease the way. Because as we say, you need to pay. Five files may be very difficult, it's like you're studying for the PhD. if you have already gone through, it does not actually stop you from saying on this file that you submitted, I still see, because those names will be submitted to the pool. You can still do that. But for those who have not, you then say, look only at the file. Can you agree with that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We also need to go out for it.
Can you put on the
top? No, it's not old phone. means I just wanted to get clarity from Randy. Because my I haven't seen the file, but my thinking was that this file has got the same application. I don't know whether this file has different names or
the English beer to come in Friday morning early. To find the bus. Yeah, to find the show machine. Okay. I don't know what other members are.
What are other members? Baba,
no. It's fine. But I don't want to say that not be contested. Let me talk this way and see how far it goes. And then probably we can try to do it again. Let me go through. Okay?
Can you use the long time?
Yeah.
And then we see where we get.
Yeah.
We are great.
I'm so sorry, Minister. My flight was delayed.
No,
I don't have a... My secretary has made an office for us. She's trying to allocate weather. I've been trying to phone Rosie. I don't have an SMS. That's the weather they need.
Okay. Then it means that we agree that we're meeting on Thursday. If we can't finish on Thursday, we're meeting on Friday. What time on Thursday? Nine time Thursday.
Okay. Can we agree that we have working lunch so that we have more time?
Yeah.
So if we have a friend for every scholarship to go on.
The first will look for the thing, the one that I announced will be available if there's no other thing. So, no, thank you very much. Everything is again. Yes. Mr. Rafkin here is saying what guides us as we do the campaign. Should it be complexity of the CV, that is, you look at the table, I mean the CV, then saying to you, it shows how complex the table that this person is bringing to the organization. What type of? Is it the question of saying you just look at them and say, oh, in this list, I have made 50 applications over 5. let me pick up one from each province. One from the province, one from the one. What should be guiding our selection?
It's not very easy to discuss late in the meeting because we don't know where we started. But I think the guiding document it starts from when you do the shortlisting. What do you want from the from shortlisting? So what I did when I was doing the shortlisting, I took the assets and check what is contained in the asset, and then guided by the asset, and the asset says, we're looking for national commissioners. Particularly, national commissioners, it has no specific of a province that we need this province. But it should be, we should look at the, I asked all of you to give me the list of the commissioners that we have. And that is the second guiding principle, that we don't find ourselves having commissioners that are coming from one province. I think also that's my view. And maybe even if we have 5 commissioners from national, we maybe find ourselves that all that 5 is coming from the Eastern Cape. And also the principle of 50% of women, we should also check how many women commissioners do we have, or men, so that we don't find ourselves having demography of commissioners. We don't have all even female commissioners. And also, the other guiding principle would be that of the... It's very difficult to talk about the experience of a person, because it would mean that we'll be looking only people that have been the commissioners before or have that experience. But my guidance document was also the management skills, because when you're a commissioner, you must, because those CVs, the 280 minister CVs, some are people that are working in the pick and pay, you see, do the packing, and you say, what can you do? You must start somewhere to be the commissioner. Exactly. If you read those CVs, there are those that are not supposed to be there. But at the same time, you should consider the fact that many graduates don't have jobs, so they find themselves doing the work of packing groceries, pick and pay, and that. So for most of those, they have equally the tertiary education of 3 years, because the advert is saying not just diploma, but tertiary. Yeah, but those are the issues that that guided me. The management skills, do you have a management skill? The work, because some of these cities that people that are looking for greener pastures, you find that umuntu worked for 1 year, resigned, and go to other place, resigned, and you tell yourself, is he going to finish 5 years as a commissioner? Because if he can't, take, like, work for 1 year and leave and work and go for another career pastor. So those are the things, Mr. Rapkins, that I was looking at when I was doing my CV, shortlisting of the CV. But now when you do the interviewing is something else. Maybe it's something that we need to, with my experience of being in the panel, even the panel team themselves should guard against asking very personal questions, because we were embarrassed one day. Someone said, "Are you married?" Because it's in the CV. Someone thinks you can read it from the CV. So the first person that we did, when the candidate come inside the panel room, the first one will be given by the chair. Minister will naked, comfortable.
Yes, comfortable.
Exactly, and also the candidate will tell us about herself or himself. Looking, will be looking guided by the CV that time, and then because some people they are able to write close CVs, but when you interview, it's something else, and vice versa. Some people are able to write close CVs, but they can't talk, they can't express themselves, and some they don't have close CVs, but you'll find content to what he's saying or she's saying. So those are the things that, you know, most of the time you look at. But we will definitely need a guiding document with the principles when we do, because it will really assist us when we do the interview.
Sure.
I'm not quite sure, I mean, that's what I was saying when you were late in the meeting, whether you were asking the guiding principles of when we do the shortlisting or when we do the interview.
Yeah, no, it's the same thing. We are saying for the interview, we, in order to guard against a situation where, as you said, someone will ask the question, are you married? And you are not interviewing a person when the marriage comes up. Because it's only there where you can look at experience in the marriage life. So in order to guard against that, we then said we will develop questionnaires.
Yes.
That will talk to how you receive that. Everybody must be guided in that. But you may actually, if you have other questions, as long as they are linked, the person will have to be fair.
Yes.
So that you protect even the interviewee.
Yes.
That people don't come and ask questions that are not on. But on scoring, we then say all the questions that are going to fall on heavy, it will be based on the questions that you will develop. And of course, as we develop the questions, we are going to respond to broad areas. There will be questions that will be targeted at area specific knowledge of the public service, understanding of the public service as an area, understanding of the public service. And then there will be no specific question. That will be meant to check as to whether this person understands the issues around the job itself, what it entails. And one area those questions will develop, but for now we're saying, as we shortlist, what are we looking at? What is guiding us? I think most of the issues that we have raised we will assist a lot in terms of what you're looking at. Firstly, let's be guided, there is an advert. That advert is based on the provision of the Constitution. We need to look at it. That Constitution talks about the Public Service Act, where the functions of the Public Service Commission understanding of the public service, because on job specific questions, you will always have to look at public service related work and public service commission related work. Because the commission plays a role over our public service and also public administration, because these two. If you have the seven values of public administration, and these seven values have to be implemented by a public service, which has to have particular characteristics. Although now the Public Service Commission area of jurisdiction does not go to the local government area, but time and again, you find that the PSC is the success to. So when we come with those questions, we'll then have to reflect on that. For instance, the values that we have on public service, on public administration, they include the fear of local government.
Mm-hmm.
They include public entities themselves, the state-owned enterprises. We need interview, develop those questions in next together. So let's not focus on the interview questions. That's going to be developed. But let's look at issues related to the election. What is it that we have to look at?
I agree with the work on it yourself. My partner was saying, we have lots of questions. We can't, we are interested with a lot of experienced people in this room. Director General, he knows precisely what kind of questions need to be asked to get the right person for the job. And let him draw up or somebody in here that they draw the question, a questionnaire, and then they hand it out to us in the morning when we search for the candidate. Then we know if you I took in a lot of candidates for job seeking, and you quickly realize when you interview somebody, this is the right person, according to the advert, he qualifies, according to his experience, he qualifies. You can see his way of speaking, his body language, you immediately see that's the one we need.
Mm.
I think that should be a guidance for us to get this, but then also the provinces and then policy makers, gender, and then of course race.
Mm.
Yeah.
And but we are not yet reached the choosing who has been 50-50 on. But in fine, the gender is 100% is fine.
Yeah.
Let's look at that. Of course, you see in your industry, you may see that this person does not have experience.
Yeah.
As Peter was saying, does not have experience other than packaging a good FOK.
Yeah.
But you find it due to the situation that imposed upon this person.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. But if you look at the potential, you realize that on this person, we can give him or her an opportunity to look at. There are also, we need to look at that. For every opportunity coming, for every opportunity that arises as a vacant, as a caring society, as a caring government, we need to look at a providing an opportunity for people who are not employed.
Yeah.
I'm raising this thing because you find a situation where someone is a commissioner at the province.
Yeah.
And this person applies to come and wants to be a commissioner at national level.
Yeah.
What they do is the same.
Yeah.
There's no provincial commissioner, there's one public service commission.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that some are respecting it. You find that this person is applying, but this person has still a term to go in a particular province. So I would say, to me, that would be a straightforward disqualification on the shortlisting. I'm just, it's an unfair influence, but they will have their opportunity. You see, you realize that there are two commissioners, if you study them. There are two commissioners, who are commissioners in provinces, who have applied for the next one. I was just raising that. Why don't we give an opportunity? This person is doing the same job. It's unlike someone who's working for checkers or who's a school principal or who is a university lecturer somewhere.
Mm.
It's unlike that situation because that person is not in the very same place now.
Mm.
It's an opportunity for. It's not only an opportunity for those who are not employed, but it's also an opportunity to enrich in terms of providing new capacity within the public sector. So you are there, your contribution has never been like sort of because you're in a province, you can't contribute. Those are some of the things that we might want. If we agree, so then the issue meet them in your time. Put them aside before you and then we'll then take the process for us. It may be unfair.
No, Now it's okay.
And maybe discrimination, but some say that a fair discrimination is allowed.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, maybe in a different guide each other. Just to add to what the minister said.
No, Chair, I just wanted to remind us of the disability
So gender is disability, matching with the CV, and the CV and the address, the health and all of things. That's what we're going to do. When we reach the stage, because this is my last opportunity to get this for the conference. When we reach a stage where we have to develop the session, I know what the minister says, but let's protect the independence of Parliament from executive influence.
Okay.
That we shouldn't get a DG to develop
the
If we want the services of somebody who may be commanding experience, maybe said I would rather go to the Secretary of Parliament, but I don't think the Secretary of Parliament will understand public service more than us. We may then, if we want to bring a DG, it must not be that this person is a DG. It must be that you look at this person to them, that this person can assist. But not the DG, and if it's a DG, it should not be the DG of public service. Protect the community from a village influence. I think here we have men and women who can develop the practice.
Yeah.
The idea is not to trick the interviewee. The idea is to give them an opportunity to talk to you how far they know about area specific job specific settings and also looking at certain specific questions related to who they are, just like that. You might be faced with a certain responsibility. I mean, every other person, you can see that no, this one is stubborn. This one, no, it's fine. So you will be able to look at those are the things that we may have to develop. We may not necessarily ask the very same question, but I think there are questions that were raised when we were interviewing a commissioner last time. We might also want to look at some of them. We can get consultants to develop some consultants, maybe former chairperson of this committee. Whatever consultant of some okay. I think we're done. Is there any other thing that we want to say to you guys? I think we're done.
I want to look at the age of the applicant.
Good. Let's look at the age of age to have a fair balance. It's very important. But in South Africa, we're not doing like they are doing that in Uganda and in other countries. In Uganda, you must have to retire as a public servant. It's then that they appoint you as a commissioner. All the commissioners, when you meet them, you can see that you are meeting a retiree. So in South Africa, we're not doing that. So a fair balance part is necessary. So that you don't have a commission that is comprising of very old people only. And you don't have a commission that's comprising of very young people only. There must be something like a balance. But that person must be at any age. So that you see, the way our public service commission works, it's not a formality, it's not something like ceremonial. They have to do it. So you don't want to decorate this office. I think it's a very important point that you are raising. And sorry if you are raising to suggest that we must only go for those who have retired from public service. Yeah, I think the question of age will need to look at. And of course, let's look at the possibility that when a person is appointed, unless for those who will be appointed and they are serving commissioners now, because if they are appointed, it means after 5 years of life to go. But for those who will be entering the public service commission for the first time, we must look, when we look at the age, we must project for a period of 10 years. Okay. To then that this person in 10 years' time will still be providing a service so that you are not compelled in between to do that otherwise. Previous committee for the fees is recorded. The previous committee report. So yeah, those are the things that we at our homework and
my takeaway?
Yes. Don't ask this question.
No.
I was not here.